In the book of Isaiah, how beautiful are the feet of him that brings good tidings. That is the Lord Jesus himself. In the book of Romans, how beautiful are the feet of them that publish good tidings. That's you and me. Those of us who belong to him, he says that we have beautiful feet. Not because my feet are small, not because your feet are big, but because your feet are carrying the gospel. That's what makes them beautiful. Because the Lord Jesus carried the gospel, I received it. I was happy when I was saved, perhaps at the age of 5. And the Lord Jesus had been very good to me. I will tell anybody, anywhere in the world, God has been good to me. And I know that you will say the same thing. But let us understand this. My feet must be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. When the apostle was on that ship that was going down, he said, I believe God. Men were saying all kinds of things. They had a ship mast as well, who would have expertise about the seas. Paul Saul said, I believe God. And this is what God wants us to do. Have that shield of faith. Confidence in God as we move out. Confidence in God for everyday life. It is going to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto, and so on. But it is very important, if we get nothing else, get this. The Lord Jesus is seen in the book of Isaiah as the stone, a refuge in which we must hide. He is also seen as a stone upon which to build. Eben. And you and I remember very clearly and very carefully that in the book of Samuel took a stone and he called it Ebenezer, the stone of help. It comes from this very word. In Isaiah 8 and 14, this is where we get this word from. A stone, that means the Lord is going to build. He's building his assembly. He's building in this world an edifice for the glory of God. But then there is that very important one. He is a fortress. And we can fight from that vantage point. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20. The Lord Jesus Christ as the stone is the exalted one. And he is exalted because God has designed that he be exalted. So in chapter 1 and verse 20 of Ephesians, we read these words. For connection, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand above the sky. This expression in heavenly places again. It literally means above the sky. And God has set his son at his own right hand above the sky. The right hand is the place of authority. The right hand is the place of power. David said, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill. The right hand is the hand of skill. Most people are right-handed in this world. There's nothing wrong with being left-handed. But the right hand is the normal hand of strength. It is the agile hand, the hand with which you normally do things. And God has set the Lord Jesus, his son, at his own right hand because God had a plan from eternity that his son would get all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Sit here at my right hand. In any gathering of any noble sort, the person who sits at the right hand of the president, for example, is the most important man in the room after the president. They practice it in government. And God is saying, this is my man, and I have set him at my right hand because he is the one who has brought me full honor and full glory, and he's the one who has brought about the victory. But also I want to discover in the book of Philippians in chapter 2. Why is the Lord Jesus at the right hand of God? Why is he as a stone, the exalted one? Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. And God is encouraging me to have this mind that the Lord Jesus has. If I look at verse 2, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, the mind of Christ. That is to think the same thing. As saints together, God wants us to practice thinking the same thing. Not robots, but that we have so set our eyes on the Lord Jesus that our thought, our thinking is the same. And then in verse 2, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. The Lord Jesus wants this from us. Verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. So there's the lowliness of mind of verse 3. He wants us thinking the same thing. He wants us to have lowliness of mind. But then we come to verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind is this? It is the lowly mind. The Lord Jesus was the humble man, the lowly one. And so it is that we must have the mind of Christ. Verse 6. What was his mind? It was that although he is in the form of God, that means he is God, no less. There was no angel who could ever say that he found himself in the form of God. There is no man who can ever say, I am in the form of God. Just one man, and that is Jesus. And that is what this is saying. Who being in the form of God, who being exactly God, he humbled himself. The one who was the highest of all humbled himself.